The U.S. attorney in Boise, Wendy Olson, is leaving her post Saturday after 7 years in the position and 2 decades with the office. Friday, Matt Gillum spoke to Olson, an Idaho native, not just about her long career, but about her roots in the Gem State.
Right, yeah, I grew up in Pocatello, graduated from Pocatello High School many years ago. I think, you know, growing up in eastern Idaho, and both of my parents are Idahoans, really formed my background in being interested in working to help things improve in the state.
Well, tell me a little bit about your path. You went from Pocatello, you did school not in the state, you went to Stanford. I mean, tell me a little bit about those years.
So when I left Pocatello, I was very interested in becoming a newspaper writer, a journalist. My favorite teacher in high school, Burl Taylor, was the journalism advisor, and I was one of the editors of the Chieftain newspaper at the time. So I went to Drake University and received my undergraduate degree in news editorial journalism. One of the really fun things I got to do there, since it was in Iowa, was all the presidential candidates started tromping through. So when I started at Drake in the fall of 1982, there were already lots of Democrats coming into the state trying to jockey for position there. And one of the first people I had an opportunity to interview was Ted Kennedy. Then also I had an opportunity to interview Gary Hart before he got into his troubles that he got into. One of the other fun things there was working in 1984 during the Iowa caucuses. I worked for CBS News. That's when the major networks really were the primary media outlets, and they came in and rented out virtually the entire Des Moines Convention Center. And it was a great opportunity to see Dan Rather on the set and also to see all of the politicians, including Walter Mondale, who ended up winning the caucuses and went on to get the Democratic presidential nomination.
What sort of eventually led to you making the shift from journalism to the law? Because, I mean, you know, it sounds like you were in a really good place to forward that journalism career.
You know, unfortunately, this answer is not particularly sophisticated. I didn't want to get a job after I graduated. I went to graduate school for a year at USC, found that to be sort of a passive experience. I was studying international relations, and my father's a lawyer, and my roommate at the time was a lawyer, and she was having a lot of fun in law school. And I thought, well, that really seems like it's a lot more fun than what I'm doing, and I wasn't having a great time doing what I was doing. I would try law school, and that turned out pretty well in the end. So I had no grand design, but it's worked out pretty well.
Well, in 1997, 20 years ago, you joined the U.S. Attorney's Office. How have you seen this office change over 2 decades?
Well, there's been a lot of change in the personnel that have been here. When I started, it was a very, very senior office. A lot of the AUSAs had been here for a very long period of time, and over the course of 20 years, many of them reached retirement age and did retire. There are 26 career AUSAs, so 26 full-time lawyers, 3 in Coeur d'Alene, 3 in Pocatello, and the rest here in Boise. And I've hired 14 of those individuals. You know, one of the other things that certainly changes over 20 years is the technology. I mean, I remember typewriters when I started. I don't think anyone uses a typewriter anymore. I still have a fax machine in my outer office, but I can't remember the last time I actually got a fax. And then I think one of the changes that hopefully has been a great change is our really strong partnerships with state and local law enforcement and with prosecutors throughout the state to really give the communities in Idaho an overall strong public safety, public service commitment.
As we said earlier, you grew up in Idaho. You're from here. Do you think that's given you any sort of special perspective on this job, since this is your home state and you're familiar with it?
You know, I consider myself a Pocatello kid. Obviously not a kid anymore, but that you're growing up in Idaho and understanding the communities. I spent a lot of time growing up in northern Idaho as well. My dad is from Mullen, so I've known the Silver Valley for years and then spent years in Boise. So I feel like I knew the state pretty well coming in to the job. I had a lot of connections around the state and really had an opportunity to hopefully show that I cared about what went on in every part of the state. And so I think that background and people who might initially have been suspicious of the federal government, you know, knowing that I was an Idaho native and that I had deep roots in the state and a long history with the state, did make a difference.
What would you say your proudest moment is from the years you've headed this office?
You know, I don't know that I've had a proudest moment. There have been a series of things. I mean, I'm proud of having worked through the end, sort of run through the tape, as they say. You know, we've had a significant civil rights prosecution, a guilty plea by Kelly Schneider, who pled guilty to assaulting a man because he was gay at Lake Lowell last April. I think that's a significant prosecution. It's the first Hate Crimes Prevention Act case successfully brought in this district. And I think the ability of this office to make it clear that we're going to protect people who are selected for violent acts because of a characteristic that they don't control, I think that's absolutely critical. So I'm incredibly proud of that. But But I would say the thing I'm most overall proud of isn't a particular moment. It's having worked with so many great people who are really devoted to doing justice and to doing the mission of this office on a daily basis.
Well, you've been in this office for 20 years. What's next? Where are you off to? What are you going to do?
Well, I anticipate I'll be going into private practice. I'm going to stay here locally. I have children who are still in high school, so we love Boise. You know, we're Idahoans, and they claim to want to go to college, so I guess it'll be useful to have a job to make sure that happens.
U.S. Attorney Wendy Olson's last day on the job is Saturday. She has served as the U.S. Attorney in Idaho since 2010.